Jeremiah, chapter 21. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, when King Zedekiah sent Pashur, son of Malchijah, along with Zephaniah the priest, the son of Maaseiah, to speak to Jeremiah. They said, "Inquire of the Lord for us, because Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is making war against us. Because the Lord will perform some of his wonders on our behalf as he did in the past, so that Nebuchadnezzar will withdraw from us." But Jeremiah answered them, "Tell Zedekiah that the Lord, the God of Israel, says this, 'I will certainly turn the weapons of war in your hands against you, the ones you are using to fight against the king of Babylon and the Chaldeans, who are outside your wall besieging you, and I will bring them inside this city. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and a mighty arm, with furious anger and great wrath. I will strike those who live in this city, both man and animal. They will die of a terrible plague. Afterward, says the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, those who serve him, and the people in this city who survive the plague, sword, and famine. I will deliver them into the hands of their enemies and into the hands of those who seek their lives. He will strike them with the sword. He will show them no compassion, no pity, and no mercy. Tell this people, this is what the Lord says. I will certainly set before you the way of life and the way of death. Whoever remains in this city will die by the sword, famine, and plague. But all those who go out and surrender to the Chaldeans who are besieging you will escape with their lives. For I have set my face against this city to bring harm and not good, says the Lord. The city will be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will burn it up with fire. Concerning the house of the king of Judah, this is the word of the Lord. The Lord says that you, house of David, are to administer justice in the morning and deliver the victim of robbery from the hand of the oppressor, or my wrath will flare up like fire and burn so that no one can put it out because of the evil you have done. Look, I am against you, you who live in this valley in the rocky highlands, declares the Lord. I am against you who say, 'Who can come against us? Who can enter our homes?' I will punish you according to what you have done, says the Lord. I will kindle a fire in the forest, and it will consume everything around you." Chapter 22. This is what the Lord says. "Go down to the palace of the king of Judah and speak this message there. Hear the word of the Lord, king of Judah, you who sit on David's throne, you, your officials, and your people who enter these gates. This is what the Lord says. Do what is just and right. Rescue the person who has been robbed from the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong or violence to the foreigner, to the fatherless, or to the widow. Do not shed innocent blood in this place. If you diligently carry this out, then kings who sit on David's throne will enter through the gates of this house, riding in chariots and on horses, accompanied by their officials and their people. But if you will not obey these words, then I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that this house will become a ruin. Yes, this is what the Lord says about the house of the king of Judah. You are like Gilead to me, like the peak of Lebanon. You can be sure that I will turn you into a wilderness, like uninhabited towns. I will send destroyers against you, each of them with his weapons. They will cut down your best cedars, and they will throw them into the fire. Many nations will pass by this city and will ask one another, 'Why did the Lord do such a thing to this great city?' And the answer will be, 'It is because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord their God. They worshipped other gods and served them.' Do not weep for the dead. Do not mourn for him. But weep bitterly for the one who is exiled, because he will never return. He will never see the land of his birth. For this is what the Lord says about Shallum, son of Josiah, king of Judah, who reigned in place of his father Josiah. He has gone out from this place, but he will never return again. He will die in the place where they have led him captive. He will never see this land again. Woe to him who builds his house through unrighteousness and his roof with injustice, who makes his neighbors work for nothing and does not pay them, who says, I will build a huge mansion for myself with spacious upper rooms. He makes large windows for it, panels it with cedar, and paints it red. Does it make you a king when you are extravagant with cedar? Didn't your father eat and drink and do what was just and right? Then it went well for him. He defended the cause of the poor and needy, and it went well. Isn't this what it means to know me, declares the Lord? But your eyes and your heart are greedy for gain, for shedding innocent blood, for oppression and committing violence. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. They will not mourn for him. O my brother, O my sister, they will not mourn for him. O my master, O his glory, he will be buried with the burial of a donkey, dragged away and thrown outside the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry out. Lift your voice in Bashan. Cry out with Abiram, because all your lovers have been destroyed. I spoke to you when you were at peace, but you said, I will not listen. This has been your way since your youth. You have never listened to me. Your shepherds will be herded by the wind. Your lovers will go into exile. Then you will be ashamed and humiliated because of all your evil. You who live in Lebanon, you who make your nest in the cedars, how you will groan when pains come upon you, pains like those of a woman in labor. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.